Hi guys. I've kind of been thinking a lot about one of my exes today. And I think remembering good things is important, even when remembering them kind of hurts because they're not here anymore. And that doesn't just apply to romantic relationships, but in this scenario it does. Something that this significant other used to always get stuck in his head was "I Will Follow You Into the Dark" by Death Cab for Cutie. And I didn't even really know the song before him, which is kind of crazy because it's a pretty darn famous song, but it always makes me think of him, and whenever I think of him, I think of this song because he could never get it out of his head, and he would sing it a lot, and he had a really, really pretty voice. So, I'm just gonna cover it kind of in honor of him, but it's probably not gonna be a good cover because I'm just gonna not edit this and do it in one cut. So I hope you guys enjoy. Love of mine, someday you will die, but I'll be close behind. I'll follow you into the dark, no blinding light, our tunnels to gates of white, just our hands clasped so tight, waiting for the hint of a spark. If heaven and hell decide that they both are satisfied, illuminate the nose on their vacancy signs. If there's no one beside you when your soul embarks, I'll follow you into the dark. In Catholic school, as vicious as Roman rule, I got my knuckles bruised by a lady in black, and I held my tongue as she told me, "Son, fear is the heart of love." So I never went back. If heaven and hell decide that they both are satisfied, illuminate the nose on their vacancy signs. If there's no one beside you when your soul embarks, I'll follow you into the dark. You and me have seen everything to see, from Bangkok to Calgary, and the soles of your shoes are all worn down. The time for sleep is now. It's nothing to cry about, 'cause we'll hold each other soon in the blackest of rooms. If heaven and hell decide that they both are satisfied, illuminate the nose on their vacancy signs. If there's no one beside you when your soul embarks, I'll follow you into the dark. I'll follow you into the dark. Yeah, that song's so melancholy. It's melancholy by itself, but I guess it's especially melancholy for me. It seems like, the songs you associate with your own relationships, it very rarely happens on purpose. It's not like I decided that this would be the song that would be associated with him. It's just that he always sung it, and So that's how it happened. And he would probably hate that I associate him with it just because it's so sad and cheesy and, you know, whatever. But, yeah, I guess that's the end of this. I hope you guys enjoyed. Sorry for the kind of let down, I guess, or like as far as the mood goes, sorry for it being a little bit sadder today than my other March posts, but I hope you guys enjoyed. Bye bye.